Howdy, everyone. Welcome to the Pony Development Sync for May 7th, 2019. My name is Sean. Also have with us Joe. Joe, say hi to everybody.
Hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. And then I'm going to ask Gordon, who's also with us, to say hi to everybody, but I don't know if he's able to. We haven't heard him speak yet. Hey, Gordon, say hi.
Bonjour, tout le monde. Canada.
That was very quiet, but I see you there. You might get a bit of background noise for me. I'm in a hallway at WeWork, so, you know, good times. All right. So we have that RFC that we put into final comment period last week. We haven't had any so far. Joe, Gordon, you good with pushing it for another week so that we have hopefully more folks around when we do some voting on it?
I am fine with that.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds good to me. All right. So let's go over to PRs on the Pony C repo. We have a 3138 add Alpine Docker image. And it looks like Eric took that out of draft mode. So I guess we can squash and merge that. I'll do that now. I assume, Joe, from when you signed off on it, right? It's looking good to you. Okay.
I think it may need some, I don't know if Epic Eric has,
he does. I gave it to him.
Docker Hub. Okay.
He does. All right. I gave it to him like a couple weeks ago. He opened that PR and I saw it like shortly after it was opened. I was like, okay. And then I went and sent him the set him up for credentials.
And then Docker Hub got hacked.
Obviously, there's a direct connection there. Eric used get into a backdoor with the Pony Lang organization in order to hack it.
Yeah. And now there's a trail.
The trail. Dun, 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 dun. Probably should have had something in a change log notes about that. Yeah. Oh, well. Do you think we should? It is kind of user-facing.
Yeah. I suppose it is.
All right. Give me a minute. I'm going to do that now so I don't forget. Okay, that's an added, I guess, right?
Yep.
Oh, look, I just looked at the changelog. There are things that were merged at some point that I didn't know anything about. What was that PR number?
The PR number is 3138.
3138?
Yeah.
3138. Thank you. All right. Pushing that. Boom. Pushed. Okay. Life is good. Let's see. Do we have anything else? No, we don't have any other PRs. There was one that I merged this morning, which was a small change where Dippin noticed that we were doing an update to the Delta map, which is only used for what is the word I'm looking for here? Only used for the cycle detector, but it was being updated even when the cycle detector wasn't being used, so I merged that this morning. Just in case you're missing that. All right, so let's see. And no new issues that are there. Do we have anything on any of the other repos? I know I've certainly been less active with Pony stuff right now because I have this talk coming up soon. I've been working on that. So not much happening for me. No pull requests on the tutorial. Nothing It's like, yeah, nothing new on that the tutorial one there. So I think we actually ran through everything already. How about that?
Yep.
Got anything you want to discuss or bring up, Joe?
Nothing in particular this time.
How about you, Gordon?
No, I've been too busy.
Been too busy? What's keeping you busy, man?
Health stuff, mostly.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good. I was hoping for a funny answer. I knew the real answer. All right. Let's see. Do I have anything? Otherwise, this could be a very short sync. So there was one thing that came up in the Zulip the other day. Nathan Watts was asking about a roadmap, and I reiterated what we'd previously said before about volunteer project, and it's not like we can really put a roadmap on things. Joe, do you still feel that's the case, given that given everything that we previously discussed before, it's whatever people choose to take on, and that doesn't really allow us to plan out into the future unless people are actively working on something? Or do you think?
Yeah, I think that there's two reasons why you might have a roadmap, right? One of them is there's more than two. one of them is to try to organize the people working on the project to work on specific things that whoever's writing the roadmap wants them to work on. And I think that is not super applicable to our situation because, nobody's, everybody's contributing the things that they personally need. And it would be hard for us to get volunteers to work on specifically other things they didn't want to work on. And the other, point of it is to have a place where somebody says, okay, I want to work on this project, but I don't know what to work on next. Like this, a volunteer coming and not having any preconceptions about what they want to work on or what they want to do, and they just say, okay, I have some time to spend here, and what can I work on? For that use case, it seems like, we have some labels on GitHub for help wanted or beginner friendly, things like that can come into play. It could be that, I don't know. I mean, a lot of that stuff isn't necessarily exciting or fun, and that's why it has the help wanted label on it, but it's a great way for people to get started. I think we've usually seen that as people get started, they have their own directions that they want to work in, and they come up with once they've become familiarized with the community and with the tools and stuff, they work on other things. So I don't see, and the only other reason to have a roadmap would be to try to advertise, okay, by this date we will have this stuff done, and I think that we can't make any commitments like that.
I would agree with that. Do you think it would be helpful in any fashion, for that second use case that you discussed, for us to have not really a roadmap, but more like a, hey, here are larger projects that we would be interested in helping people undertake, where maybe it's a bit more than the beginner thing. So that's not really a roadmap, but it's more like, these are things we'd like to accomplish as a project, and if you would like to help with them, then that would be great. And then perhaps from those, we could collect together information or something about those things that could help people get going, or who they should talk to or anything like that.
Yeah, it kind of ties into, what you're describing is very similar to what was prepped. I wasn't involved in the prep really, but what was prepped for the Google Summer of Code, which we didn't get accepted to, but, I think there was talk afterward of, let's consider making this a continuous process where we maintain this list of projects that could be worked on by somebody who has a significant amount of time to commit. And I think that is a good idea. the pattern I've seen that we have to overcome, I guess, to make that work is if somebody comes in totally new to the project and they're ambitious, they want to take on something that's more exciting or breaking new ground and bigger, and then I don't know. I think that sometimes what happens is they get overwhelmed by how big that actually is. So I don't know. We sort of have this chasm right now between simple issues that just are that are not too complicated to implement, but just waiting for somebody to have the time to do it, like those beginner friendly things. And then these big projects that it's like, wow, that would really change a lot. And it's hard to get somebody across that chasm. I'm not sure how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I've had experience with providing information to help a lot of folks out to get started with some of those larger things, right? And they tend to drop off from that. I do think that one thing that would be good in the Google Summer of Code thing you brought up there would be good is that I think I've invested a decent amount of time. I mean, not huge comparatively, but a decent amount of time to privately bringing people up to speed on stuff, which probably would have been better done in a way that captured it, for something like we could have, for something growing out of that Google Summer of Code stuff, so that even if person X doesn't end up picking it up once they really get into it and realizing how much they're considering wanting to take on, that we would still have that information there should somebody else want to come along or something. So that could be valuable there, because yeah, you're right. I mean, there is that big chasm and lots of people try to step over that chasm and generally, don't make it.
Yeah. Through no fault of their own. It's a big chasm.
Yeah, and it's in a lot of cases, I don't think people were realizing the level of commitment that's actually involved in some of those larger ones, of any sort.
Yeah, and honestly, this is one of making this chasm smaller is one of my motivations for the let's rewrite the compiler project, right? Trying to rewrite the compiler in such a way that it could be more easily contributed to. It can be difficult and tedious sometimes to work with the Pony C code base when you're doing big changes, especially.
Yeah. And is that because of the C-ness of it or because of just the layout, do you think?
I think it's largely due to the C-ness, honestly. It's not that any of it is poorly written code, but it is lacking in some idioms that because by nature of it being in C, a lot of it is more low level than it should be ideally, and so you end up with a lot of really low level memory management stuff, for example, tied in with the logic you're implementing. And it's just things like that. I'd love to be able to separate those concerns.
Yeah, that was the biggest pain when I was, making changes to the embedded documentation creation stuff, which was one of the first things I did with, I started, improving documentation first, and then I didn't I thought the organization of some of the documentation was off. So I started trying to make changes to the C there. And certainly, I have extensive experience with C, and I still got irritated and frustrated with dealing with memory management stuff related to it that, didn't seem in any way applicable to the problem I was actually trying to solve in that case. And I can imagine, that would certainly come up for other less motivated folks as well as something that could be problematic.
Yeah. Even if you know your C, you still get bogged down by it. It still weighs on you, right? The burden of having to deal with that stuff. And if you don't know your sea, you're sort of like there's a barrier. There's a big barrier between you and contributing. And that means fewer people make it across that gap.
One thing I do like about the sea, though, is that, you know, it makes it so easy to bootstrap on another platform, you know, like that it's already there. That is some niceness. You started working on Pony CC, like Pony, you know, that can bootstrap itself there. And then you stopped on that. Was that because of problems with like, where Pony just wasn't a good language to write a compiler, or?
So, I would say there were two main sources of friction. One was the super long compile times, which is related to the known issue about large union types.
Yeah, that came up again recently. Somebody's trying to work on. Did you see that in?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I would love to fix, but it would be large changes to the existing compiler, and so I was just like, oh, well, shouldn't I be putting that effort into writing the new compiler? So the long compile times is one, and then there's still a lot of, I guess, usability stuff around lambdas that came into play because, well, you know, I kind of ran into a, to be honest, I part of it was my own design fault. Like I kind of ran into a barrier because while writing it, I was trying to put a lot of emphasis on making the compilation parallelizable, like leveraging Pony's great concurrency features. And I kind of wrote myself into a corner a little bit with how I did the design for how that was paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
And paralyzed, that's a Freudian slip. So I kind of wrote myself into a corner with the design there because I just kept running into friction with fighting the way that some of the details around how lambdas work with usability, which is stuff that I'd also want to fix. And this kind of like wanting to change some things about how lambdas work, led me into, moving on toward like working on a new compiler while also working on language changes, which is like, it just kept biting off bigger and bigger chunks to chew on, I guess you could say.
You yak shaved yourself to death, didn't you?
Yeah, you could say that. And so I described to you a few weeks ago the curse which this guy in the airport told me I would never figure out the how to compile generics in the new compiler, and to this date I have not. And I've also been, I don't know, demotivated to work on it, I guess, a little bit. I want to get back into it, but that's kind of where I'm at.
So it sounds like then, like, that you know, realistically, either we have some changes that we need to make to the, at least one change to make Pony and Pony realistic, or the other option we could look at is, and this is I'm putting my own preference in here as well, Joe, is to look at using a higher level language than C for the compiler, but ideally one which then compiles down to C, so we could still have that wonderful portability for bootstrapping, right? Where C is just available in so many more places than a lot of other languages. Would you say that would be, those are two reasonable things that we should at least be contemplating and thinking about?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think so. The on that last point, right, the the new compiler I started working on more recently, which is github.com/jonesy/mayor, it's written in Crystal, which is a language not that compiles to C, but it compiles to native code, and you can make static binaries with it too. I think it meets some of those portability requirements. There are some issues that they're working out with Windows compatibility, but maybe by the time we got there, I don't know. Like at some point, right? Like at some point, I would like it to be written in the language that, you know, in the language itself, right? Like bootstrapped. Just a question of like how many changes to the language before I think that's reasonable, like a reasonable use of my time, I guess.
Wait, you think that the Pony compiler should be written in Pony, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Or possibly, you know, a language very like Pony, that like, you know, Pony with some changes, I guess I would say, right? Just because I've been bogged down by the bigness of the Pony CC project, but then again, you know, part of that was, like I said, due to my own like designing myself into a corner sort of thing. So yeah, the compilation times is something that probably still needs to be fixed, although I guess with
the unions.
In my latest stab at the compiler, it was like a lot smaller of a union type field because I'm relying on. Yeah, I don't know how to summarize it briefly, but fewer data types and just relying on them to be. Yeah, so I guess what I'm saying is that it's possible that now that I've ran through the compilation I've done so far in Crystal, that like I could come back, like I could treat that as a prototype,
mm-hmm.
and come back and write it in Pony. One of the things that I will run into if I try to do that is Crystal has some really nice LLVM bindings already.
Mm-hmm.
And in Pony, a while ago, I wrote some LLVM bindings, but they're not really near complete, and they're probably buggy. So there'd be additional work to write LLVM bindings for Pony, and not that we shouldn't do it, but
yeah. So, I'm just presenting options here, right?
Sure.
For stuff we could do. What about the idea of, I mean, I know with Mare you were doing like a language that's like Pony but not Pony. What do you think about the idea of taking a higher level language, whatever that is, right? You know, something where some folks can agree that, hey, this would be good for this, and like some of us do it, and writing a Pony compiler in whatever that language is, Crystal, something else, right? Where the really the goal of it is not to make this the final Pony compiler, but to get to a Pony compiler which could then make it much easier to actually write a Pony compiler in Pony itself. Is that like, I mean, you really have the experience there. Like, so that like sort of sidesteps the well, there are some issues with Pony that make it hard to write a compiler right now. But if we fix those, then that wouldn't be a problem. But that requires reworking a large amount of the Pony C code base, which unto itself could be painful and be a problem. Is that like a possible path forward?
Yeah. So it sounds like if I could, I think, rephrase that to be like the same, the roughly the same outcome, but maybe phrase in a different way. So it, like taking the Mare project so far and make it like at least temporarily, you know, scope it down to avoid making the language changes I want right now, and wait to make them after after we've got a working Pony compiler, and then talk about language changes after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's totally a possibility. I think I'm going to run into I think I'm going to run into like many of the. Well, I kind of got demotivated by the sheer refactor that comes in with doing generics and I need to pick it back up again because it's going to be the same challenges whether or not I am in whether or not I'm doing Pony itself or a Pony like language. And run into the same challenges there. So I need to do that. And then, yeah. It should not be hard at all for me to take the work that I've done and port it to working for Pony rather than this other language.
That's interesting. I think that's it. That would be an interesting approach that might help us out there.
And yeah, well, on the generics point, I wonder if...
Hey, the guy told you couldn't do it. Doesn't mean I couldn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder if there's like some... Yeah, once I get back to a workable point, back to using Pony syntax, for example, if I'm having a lot of trouble with generics, like set up some time for me to talk stuff over with... for example, like Sylvan or Paul, and try to facilitate some transfer of understanding. Because I think I have a pretty good grasp on it, but I might be missing things in some places, and I might be doing things in the wrong way in other places. So I think that I might be able to get things moving along faster if I could have like some kind of session with one or both of them.
Yeah, so this is definitely something that I'm interested in. A lot of stuff that I'm interested in has come, you know, from this. I mean, there is the, you know, I've committed to dealing with the build system stuff and getting us so that we can easily build using, you know, our quote-unquote vendored LLVM rather than using system ones for that and for all of our packages. So I have that, and I want to get, main.actor in a place where we have something there for the community, but then this is, you know, along with something I want to, that we can talk about later, is, you know, in my mind, the most pressing and important thing I think we could really do, you know, is to get the compiler to a place where it's easier to work with and is potentially more inviting to a wider group of people. So I would certainly be interested in assisting and helping out with that, you know, but that for me, that would probably be, you know, that's end of summer, maybe, you know, early fall would hopefully be where something like that lands, right? Where the other stuff would be done for whatever the definition of done is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's certainly an interesting thing we could pursue there. Do we have anything else to talk about?
Nothing on my end, I think.
All right. Then hang out for a minute, Joe. Thank you everyone for coming. This was a different than our a lot of our standard fare for the this thing, but hopefully anybody who's listening enjoyed this and talk to you next time.